Welcome to the after show. Where are you? Everybody's here. Okay. Hi, it's the after show.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
I went to the ball game yesterday. Nikki just said somebody caught a baseball with their purse yesterday.
Yes, the Red Wings.
And was that on TV? Oh, okay. Because I saw
love that.
I saw it happen, but I was far enough away. I didn't know what it was that she caught it with.
It was something. You weren't sure.
You can see it on Twitter. I retweeted it.
Okay.
Oh,
and
perfect.
Personally, it's the best fan catch we've seen this year.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
they're doing quite well on Twitter, the Red Wings.
Yeah.
They have some fun, which I think is needed on social media.
Oh, definitely. They got to do a little bit better on the field. But
the whole, well, that would be nice.
That's all, the Nats are in a Washington Nationals is our parent club, and they're in a rebuilding right now. I mean, just got rid of Scherzer, their best pitcher, He was in his.
Tony, you're talking to Christy and Nikki. No,
I know.
We don't.
But he went to the Dodgers, and so the Dodgers are now going to win the World Series. Okay, that's it.
Did he just say something after we said somebody caught a ball with their purse? Because I missed all of that.
Yeah, what was that?
What kind of purse was it? Was it
that's what I was trying to find out.
I think it looked like a coach, maybe.
Ooh, oh, coach. It was a coach purse. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. But, Tony talking about baseball, this is what I heard.
I heard nothing. I didn't even know he was speaking, actually. I was trying to figure out what kind of purse it was.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Wah, 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 wah.
I heard nothing.
So I have some fun movie stuff that you didn't know about. Behind the scenes movie stuff you didn't know about.
Okay.
I love this. This is a great story. Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp, his pirate hat, he kept losing it in the water. Kept falling off.
Oh, yeah.
So they decided they're going to make it out of rubber because rubber floats. The other leather hats were sinking. They were losing all the leather hats, so they made them out of. They started making them out of rubber, so the rubber floated. You could just pick it up and put it back on.
Oh, that's
ingenious.
Yeah.
That is ingenious. There's a guy here that makes. Joan Lincoln was here earlier. There's a guy in Rochester who makes hats for Hollywood movies.
Yep.
I forgot his name, but he makes tons of them.
I wonder if he did the rubber hats.
Who knows? Jim Carrey was bitten so many times by penguins during Mr. Popper's Penguins that a funny disclaimer.
They bit him?
Yes. A funny disclaimer was added at the end credits. It said, quote, "No penguins were harmed in the making of this film. Jim Carrey, on the other hand, was bitten mercilessly, but he had it coming."
I didn't know they bit people.
I didn't either.
Who knew?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I look at penguins in a whole new light now.
Right? I thought they were the cutest little thing.
Right? Yeah. Now they're vicious.
Tom Hanks' brother Jim had to step in for him as a stunt double in Forrest Gump.
What?
When other stunt doubles were failing to recreate his awkward jog. They called it, quote, "stupid Hanks thing."
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. I love stuff like that. That's just great.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm struggling, guys. This new mom thing.
Mm.
You know, when all of a sudden you're a mom and you have a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I gained a few pounds, right?
Already.
So I'm like, okay, Shane and I are both thinking we've got to go back to our strict eating. We let loose a little too much, if you know what I mean.
When you were on vacation.
And everything,
newlywed thing.
They were all happy. It was all happy. This has some cheese sticks. Okay.
It was the ice cream. We kept getting ice cream. So we have to eat like super healthy food, but you don't want the kids to have to necessarily
that.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. They won't eat that.
So these kids will, but I asked them, I said, okay, guys, I've got, I can give you the carb stuff. I can fry you guys up some shells for your tacos while your dad and I just eat, shellless tacos.
Right.
And they're sitting there munching down on these delicious, delicious fried taco shells. And I'm over there like, drooling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you do this?
You just do it. Actually, what happens, Nikki, and this will happen to you, you just give up and you eat it.
Yeah, eventually.
Turn into a blob.
Everybody gives up.
That's right. Okay, so welcome to the club.
Well, I'm right. We're just a few months into the marriage and my new mom status, so I will continue to try to be a good example.
Yeah, well, I want to know, what do you mean frying up taco shells? Because I usually put them in the oven.
Oh.
From the store.
Are you making them from scratch or something, Nikki?
Well, no. I just, I like to get either corn or flour tortillas and just fry them up in a little bit of oil.
Like soft ones?
Yes.
Okay, I do the hard shell. Okay, I was confused. I thought maybe you were being like number one mom, like making your own taco shells or something.
I haven't gone there yet.
Confused.
But the blueberry concoctions continue.
Oh, really? What happened now?
Well, the tarts, they love the tarts. They decided they like tarts, blueberry tarts, better than they like blueberry pie. And it's actually easier for me. And I learned how to make my own crust.
Ooh.
So I got that down. And
these are blueberries from?
From our bushes.
Look at that.
Look at you. My goodness.
It's so weird talking about things from my bushes. Yeah. It's very strange.
That's from your garden. And, yeah, your bushes. Okay, I see.
I don't have no bushes.
Okay, that's TMI.
So,
keep moving, Tony. Move on.
I just can't.
I know.
So, by the way, I know how to make my own crust too. Pillsbury.
Oh, so yeah. They tell me I did some store bought, and they were like, "No, we like yours better." So,
really?
Yeah. Wow.
Look at you.
It's cheaper doing it from scratch.
Is it really? Yeah,
and it's easy, honestly.
Is it? Yeah, Nate keeps bugging me. He's like, "You gonna make your chocolate chip cookies? You bottle the stuff. I see you bottle the stuff." I'm like, "When I get 5 minutes?"
Yeah.
But I can't make them when he's not home because he likes them warm and they come out of the oven, right?
It's the best.
That is
so
the best.
Good.
Oh, I got stuff for puppy chow. Do you guys know what puppy chow is?
No. I know the actual puppy chow, but I don't think to watch it. That's what
people
you're talking about.
Call it different things. It's the, rice Chex.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, yeah.
Covered
yeah.
in chocolate and powdered sugar and stuff.
Oh, God. Yes.
What do you guys call it?
I don't call it puppy chow.
What do you call it?
I don't know if I have a name for it.
Oh, well, it's delicious.
Yeah.
But I got all the ingredients, but I was like, I can't make this when I'm trying to eat healthy because I will.
Oh, no, you can't.
Eat some of that.
Yeah.
It's like crack.
Yeah. Oh, somebody brought a friend. We had friends over the other day. They brought the Chex Mix in a bag, already done.
Oh, my dad loves Chex Mix.
I must have ate a half a bag of it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Because it was there.
Yeah, because it was there.
Dude, they just don't bring these things over your
yeah,
house.
Don't need it. Right, exactly.
Just don't invite people over anymore. Because that's just rude.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Bringing stuff to your house.
Yeah, bringing
like
food
that.
For me.
Like, come on.
Kim and I decided we have to step our game up. Because, we have people over.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll bring flowers. And then we had a couple, believe it, bring dinner. Okay?
Whoa.
Bring the whole thing.
Whoa.
Not all, that happens a lot. So, it's like we show up with a bottle of wine. So we decided we have to step our game up a little bit. And
The whole dinner, come on now.
I know. I'm not going to do that.
You're not providing something.
I know, really.
We're going to Tony and Kim's.
We always have.
We'll bring the dinner.
I know. No, we always have, Kim goes overboard.
No, she does. We all went to your house, and it was like there was so much stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So, it's like, I don't know. So for now on, if we ever get invited someplace, we'll bring stuff.
Is that a hint for Nikki to invite us to her place?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's invited to come over to our place.
I think we should do a big bonfire at your place one night.
Oh, we should.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd love that.
But we could do it on the lake, too, because trust me, I love doing that. That's the problem with me. I hate leaving my place.
Yeah.
I
just can't believe, and I know it was a pandemic, but I still can't believe we have not, you've met him, but I haven't met her husband.
It's crazy.
And Jason and her husband are like, The same person. So that's weird, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. We need to make it happen, but your sports never end.
I know.
It doesn't. We're rolling right along. Yeah, yeah. Football now and still baseball and Cooperstown and, whatever.
It's all going to pay off. You're going to stop working in about 10 years. You're going to just be a zillionaire.
I'll be a momager.
Your momager.
Momager.
Sherman talked about it. Yeah,
your son will just buy you a new house. And
wouldn't that be nice?
You'll be set for
until
life.
Until he meets a girl, and then she'll
take
don't
it
you
away.
Give no money to your mama.
Oh, no. Come on. She'll love you. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah,
You'll have your in-law suite.
Oh, perfect.
That's right. They'll have an in-law suite.
For me.
You'll be just like your mother. Yeah. You'll be living with your son.
Yes!
Yes! He'll be like, I can never get rid of these older women.
You'll start smoking again. You go in the garage.
That's right. Does this bother you?
Nate, is this a problem?
Is this going to be a problem for your athleticism?
I started a little fire over here, but
it's fine.
I put it out.
I fell asleep.
I think your dog is dead. I'm not sure.
I'll make you your chocolate chip cookies. It'll be fine.
Can I smoke inside?
Oh,
I love it.
God.
Oh, too funny. People.
All right. I'm spent. You guys spent?
Yes.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.